Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. So if you listened to the last episode, you heard Sophie and I talking about what it takes to get to a level of success that matches those highlight reels that you see in everybody's marketing. This episode takes this idea even further, where we bring into question, what is your highlight reel? Do you even want to be their highlight reel? Do you want to match that? Do you want to have the lifestyle that you see other people having? Is their version of success your version of success? These questions are really important because sometimes, actually, you know what? I'll throw out another example. I had a client who was a dentist who had a very successful, has a very successful dentist office in Beverly Hills and is crushing it. The problem is he doesn't want to be a dentist. He went through all, 9 years of school and God knows how much student debt and everything to finally get to this point and then realize he doesn't want to be there at all, that this lifestyle, that this business is not for him. The problem is now he's kind of stuck, you know? So we're working on that and helping him out. But what's even better than that is identifying what you want your lifestyle to be ahead of time so that you don't have to be the next story like this, where you finally get whatever success or whatever you thought success is and you fucking hate it. So this episode is going to be really important for you as you embark on this entrepreneurial journey to make sure that you're going to a destination you want to be at.
And I think the way that we want to frame this for you is building a business around a lifestyle. And it's that clarity of the lifestyle that you want to have first before you dive into the business. And then the other thing that we'll speak into is really being conscious about who you're modeling when you're investing in mentors and when you're investing in support to help you get to a certain level. And yeah, we'll dive into that in a minute here. But I think that the first thing that we'll speak to is, you know, this piece of how do you actually want to experience your life? Like, how do you really want to feel? And I always start with the emotional state first, because that emotional state is, it's really like the embodiment of who you want to be. And that's ultimately like what everything comes down to. So when I do this work with my clients, I ask them, it's like, great, what, how do you want to feel? Like, what are the emotions that you want to experience on a day-to-day basis? And a lot of them will say things like, I want to feel love. I want to feel groundedness. I want to feel spaciousness. I want to feel joy, excitement, whatever those things are. And then from there, we'll work a little bit backwards. We'll go into, great, what are the things that would allow you to feel those emotions, right? What would need to happen in your life, or what kind of hobbies, activities, behaviors, experiences would create those emotional states for you, right? And just kind of getting an idea of what they're attaching their emotional well-being to. Once we get that, we have a better idea of like, oh, okay, they believe they need this. They believe they need that. And then we'll, you know, use some examples here. They want to have a business that's, you know, consistently earning 100K a year is what I hear a lot. Have clients coming in, have automated marketing set up, whatever those pieces are. And they're believing these are the things that are going to create that sense of happiness. And they're like, okay, great. Let's dive a little bit deeper. What, when you have that, what is the life going to look like? How are you going to spend your day? Map out what your day is going to be like. Map out the things you want to do, the events you want to attend, the experiences you want to have. And that's really the juice of this. Because what we want to do is we want to create for you a clear understanding, a clear visualization of this is my ideal world, my ideal reality, and this is why I really want this, and this is what this gets to look like. And the deeper that we can get to that soul level resonance with your vision, past the superficiality of like profit and all those things, but more so into like the depth of the relationships, the body, the friends, the family, the love, those components, that's where the magic is. And from that space, when we have that, then what we gotta do is look at, okay, great. Based off of what you want to experience, what you want to have, what are the hobbies, the actual behavior patterns that you need to develop in order to maintain that? Like, what would that look like for you every single day? And once we have those components, the next big piece that I do with my clients is then we look at, great, how in alignment are you with that vision right now? Right? And this is where we get to do this beautiful dance with profit and pleasure. Because a lot of times, and especially if you come from a background where you've heard this idea of like hustle and put your head down and work really hard. And, you know, to a certain degree, I think hard work is important. And also, I don't believe that you need to sacrifice everything to be able to experience success. So you got to decide for yourself, do you want to collapse your timeline or do you want to extend your timeline depending on how much pleasure you want to experience along the way in order to create whatever that profit is? Because when you can start to embody the success today, meaning you get to have the morning routine, the lifestyle, the experiences now, you get to enjoy the entire journey and it becomes so much less about, man, I can't wait to get there and holy cow, I'm so grateful I'm doing this work.
Yeah, it's really interesting that I get a lot of clients as well who I ask them, hey, you know, what do you want? They say financial freedom. I want to be totally free. And so then what they do is they work themselves to death trying to get there as fast as possible. So what they're saying is, I want to be free, so I'm going to put myself into a jail cell until I can find the fucking key to let myself out of the jail cell that I put myself in. And it's a cell of stress and anxiety and pressure and self-judgment, getting really hard on themselves, and a ton of these very heavy, judgy feelings. And it is totally self-created in the hopes that one day, someday down the road, they may have the freedom that they want. You know, that's like, it's sort of like a 9-to-5 job telling you, hey, after working for us for 75 years and giving us all of the best time of your life, using and abusing you and throwing you away, we'll give you a gold watch. Maybe, if we can afford it. It's the exact same thing, right? And it's like, why? Here's a number of ways that I look at this. You're alive right now. Why not enjoy right now? I don't want to make this dark, but we don't know how long we're going to make it. You know, if your plan to getting free takes 25 years, you don't know you're going to be around for it. The whole world might blow up. We don't know. Like, there's no point. So it's almost like, spiritual YOLO. It's like, yeah, man, like you really do only live once. Like, are you going to use all that time spinning yourself out, trying to get to a goal that may or may not even make you happy? Right? It goes back to this idea of, well, the more money I have, the happier I'll get. And that's not true. And so you really need to look at this and see, you know, is it really worth it? Let's just say you have this idea that making six figures a year is going to make you happy. And so you hustle and you make yourself miserable getting to that point. When you get to that point and you hit six figures, is that going to magically wipe away the years of stress you put in to get there? Is it going to completely annihilate any bad patterns, any unhealthy patterns, any judgments that have been cemented into your mind? Is that going to wipe the slate clean? And then will you magically then step into this life that is completely different than what you've been living up until now just because you have those six figures? I mean, when I put it this way, does that even sound reasonable? Or let's view it the other way. Or what if you found what makes you truly happy, self-loving, confident, generous, peaceful, balanced, grounded, spacious now, and then allowed yourself to feel all of the beautiful feelings that you can feel in life, and then use that to funnel into the rest of your life to improve not just your business, but your friendships, your health, your intimate relationships, your family relationships, everything. Do you think it's possible that by getting yourself really excited and giving yourself all of that joy and amazing positive energy, that you'd be able to attract even more clients, sell even better on the phone, be even more creative when you write your emails and posts, and be generally more effective at everything you do so that you can get to six figures and you'll be happy and you'll be set up with all these beautiful self-affirming and validating patterns and habits and have a life that you genuinely love. And then when you have the six figures, you'll just have even more money to pour into it, right? That's my model. As you can see, I'm pretty biased on this, but that's how I really see things.
Love it. Yeah. So once you have that vision and once you have that embodiment, the next question is, you know, how do you actually build this? How do you actually create what it is you want to experience? And this is where a lot of people will turn to mentorship, right? They'll turn to see like, okay, who can I model, right? Everyone is, I'm sure, familiar with that idea of like, if you want to experience success, model the people who've achieved what you want to achieve. And I think we'll take this a little bit deeper in resonance with what we're sharing here is not only to find the person who's achieved what you want to achieve, but to also find the person who is living and experiencing life the way that you want to live and experience your life. Because they're going to be teaching you exactly what they did to be exactly who they are. And so if you're not in resonance with who they are as a human being, their values, their philosophies, their beliefs, their way of living life, then you're probably not going to love the way that they teach what they've taught, because they've taught it in congruence with getting to where they are today. So the first thing that I want to speak into is, again, make sure that when you're seeking mentorship, when you're seeking, you know, who you want support from, that you're not just aligning with what they say from the perspective of, you know, this is what I teach, this is what I do, here's what you need, but you're looking deeper. You're looking to understand, like, ah, okay, these are their lifestyles, their habits, their philosophies, their beliefs, their values. I align with that or I don't, right? And find somebody that you feel in complete resonance with.
So very important. And it's also because there are a lot of amazing teachers out there. There are tons of mentors out there who will be very happy to show you their ways. And of course, they'll represent their method as being the method because that's what worked for them and that's what works for their clients. But it's sort of like diet. You know, there are a lot of diets out there, and then one expert will say fat is good. The other one says fat is bad. Then they say some fat is good, some fat is bad. Then it's like, if you eat it at a certain time, it's good. You eat it at a certain time, it's bad. And if you just listen to everything, and everybody's really convinced of what they're saying, and so, you know, many of them are backed by, you know, research and testimonials and all these things, and you listen to all of it, how are you going to make sense of what to listen to? A lot of it's competing advice. A lot of it is, you know, it may sound like you have to do all of it, like everything you hear. And just try that for a second. Hop on the internet and see all the different diet things that you should be doing in order to be healthy, what you should not eat, what you should eat, and you'll quickly get overwhelmed. There's a ton. So how do you pick? And you do that by doing exactly what Sophie said, is you don't just look for, oh, this person makes $1 million a year. It's, this person makes $1 million a year. How much do they work? Who do they work with? How do they have fun? You know, do they travel? What is their lifestyle like? What do they eat? And you might think, oh, what they eat is not important. Yeah, it is. It totally is. Because that'll change how they think and their energy and their everything. It goes along with it. And so that's a real good way to kind of dim the noise and to find out who you should really listen to, who you should learn from, and what you should learn from. That way you can make sure that you're going in this direction. You're learning things that align instead of playing tug of war with yourself, trying to follow all the advice or, you know, competing advice.
The biggest piece that I'll emphasize here is that there's no right or wrong way. It's just what's the right way for you, right? Because again, it's not that one person is better than the other. It's just that's what works for them. And you have to ask yourself, do I align with that? Do I align with their lifestyle and their beliefs and their values? And if so, awesome. If not, that's okay. Doesn't make them bad or wrong. It just means they're not for you. So there's that piece. So when you find your person, when you find and figure out, like, this is what I'm going to be doing, this is the model that I want to get involved in. The second piece here is priorities. It's understanding, like, what actually are your priorities in your business? And I have so many clients that'll come in and they have all of these ideas about all the things they need to be doing and all the things that they want to get done. And they are overwhelmed oftentimes. They're overwhelmed with, like, so much on their plate, with what actually needs to be their focus, with where do they actually need to be spending their time. And the question that I ask them is, like, well, what's your top priority right now? What is it that you need most right now, or that you want most right now? Like, what's of most importance to you? And when we get into this conversation, a lot of times with my clients, it'll be one of two things. It'll be, I want to create profit, or I want to build out systems, right? I want to just, like, prepare. So it's one or the other. Oftentimes. And there's other things that will come up, but these are usually the top two, the biggest one being the fact that they want to create profit in the business. So when we get down to this, it's like, okay, great. Let's actually look at all the things that you're doing right now and the way that you're doing it and figure out, is the way that you're doing this actually in alignment with the vision that you have? And what's really, really interesting, my business partner and I developed, maybe we developed it, I don't know, maybe somebody else has this framework or formula, I don't know. I just know this is the first time that we have experienced it ourselves. And it's understanding, like, how do I actually get clear on my annual revenue goals, but also my projected annual revenue based off of my current business model, my client capacity, and my actual current program pricing. And so one of the things that's really interesting in the industry for those of you that are entrepreneurs is when you set these goals for yourself, right? I want to make 100K a year. I want to make seven figures. I want to make 500K. And then we look at, great, what is the price of your core offer, whatever that is, right? Let's say it's, you know, $5,000. Okay, great. What's your client capacity for that offer? And how long does it take you to run that program or that experience for serving those clients? And we take that into consideration of like, okay, let's say you can take on 10 people at a time, right? And you can run that program four times a year, right? And it's a 3-month long program. That means, again, taking into consideration here, the lifestyle that you want to have, you're going to be running a program all year round. If that's what you want to do and you're okay with that, great. That means you have the capacity for 40 clients over the course of a year without you feeling burnt out or stressed, right? And in that consideration, and we do, Dan, if you can do some math for me or I can pull up the calculator here. If you take those 40 clients and you're charging them $5,000 each over the course of a year, I want to say it's 200 grand, but if you want to confirm that for me, 5,000 times 40.
Yeah.
So that's $200,000. That is the cap, literally the max that you can make with your current business model. And you have to ask yourself, is that the way that I want to experience this next year? Is that the actual revenue goal that I have for myself? Because if you have a higher revenue goal and you're maxed out at capacity and you're maxed out at the number of times you can run your program per year, then your current model is not in alignment with your business vision, with your revenue goals. So you have two options, adjust the vision or adjust the model, right? There's factors obviously that you can tweak. You can add in things, you can adjust pricing, you can increase or decrease your client capacity. But all of this has to be made on the premise of what you want your lifestyle to look like, right? Because, you know, I have a lot of people that come to me and they're like, well, I'm going to just run it every single month. And I'm like, okay, that means you're always going to be in marketing mode. I don't think you're understanding, especially when they haven't actually ran successfully a business and a program, and they're not realizing what's going to go into marketing a program, what's going to go into actually bringing the clients in and then the client delivery process, right? So inside of all of this, I bring it up because I think it's important for you when you understand like, okay, if this is the lifestyle I want, how do I actually build the business around that lifestyle in a way to where it's actually going to meet the revenue goals that I've set for myself so that I can have the spaciousness, the time, the freedom, and also the revenue and the profit and not feel overwhelmed inside of that process. And oftentimes what this means for a lot of clients when we're prioritizing lifestyle over the business, it just means that their timeline's a little bit longer, right? Because oftentimes, especially when you're newer into an industry, it's not that you like hit 10 clients consistently every single time. It's a model where the first round is closer to like 4 people. The next one's going to be closer to like 6 or 7. The next one's going to be like 9 or 10. The next round is going to be like 12 to 13. And so you're basically stacking and growing each round versus you actually being able to hit 10, 10, 10, 10. And the other thing to take into consideration here, depending on the type of business that you run, is oftentimes you're not going to always have like the super consistent, you know, people come and say, I want to make 10K a month, every month. Okay. So let's look at like what that actually looks like. Because for a lot of entrepreneurs, especially coaches, it's not that you have 10K every month. It's more so that you have chunks in your year that the majority of your revenue is generated from. And then you disperse that profit over the course of a few months. And what I can say is, you know, there were 2 months this year alone. 1 month was a $60,000 month. The other month was a $40,000 month. Holy cow, I had 100K a year in a matter of 2 months. But that was something that sustained me over a 6-month period because I then didn't do any marketing because I was doing my own deep inner work, right? So it's understanding that like you have to really get clear on the business model of what it is you're building out, how it is in congruence or in conjunction with the bigger vision that you have, and how you're building it around the lifestyle standards and goals that you've set for yourself.
Super, super, super important. And the idea here of lifestyle planning, both with emotions and with math, is like, it's really important because most people only do one side of that. The other thing here is also think about, why do you want these goals? Why do you want, you know, if your goal is 500,000, why? Just wanting it is not good enough. Having vague ideas is not good enough. Because is that coming out of ego? Is it coming out of comparison because you see someone else with it? Is it because you think it's going to solve a problem? Do you think that it'll fill a void? What is it? When you have really solid, specific ideas of why you want a certain goal, it'll help you clarify things. Because as you go through this, you do Sophie's, and I hope you wrote that down. If not, you know, rewind, listen to it when you're done with this. Because hint, that's going to be your task for the episode, is to run those numbers yourself and see what's going on inside of your business. But what happens if you figure it out and you see that the number of clients that you're going to have to take on to reach this, let's say, $500,000 a year goal is going to make you miserable, that it's going to take up your entire life? Well, your why for why you're putting yourself through all that, it better be really fucking good, because otherwise you ain't going to make it and you're going to hate your year. It's going to be the worst year ever, even if it's the highest grossing one, right? And you're going to end up probably with adrenal fatigue, just like Sophie and I got. And let me tell you, that is the worst I've ever felt in my life, hands down. You don't need it. But let's say you have 500,000 and you know why, and your whys are big and they're emotional. And it's not to solve anything. It's not to, you know, make you happy. It's not to fill a void. It's, let's say you have a cause, or you want to make a foundation, or it's, I don't know, whatever it is for you that's really meaningful. You know, you want to pay for everybody in your family, you know, to go to college. You want to buy your mom a house. Well, these big, beautiful things, when you make them really important emotionally for you, this goes back to figuring out, how do you want to feel emotionally every day? When you have these whys being big, bright, specific, and beautiful, and coming from a place of wholeness, not looking for wholeness, but already feeling like, hey, I'm good. I'm doing this for, you know, a bigger reason, then you'll find the energy to do it. And if that means that you're going to have to double your client load, well, that strong, big, beautiful why might be the thing to get you through it. And taking every step towards it might just give you all of the beautiful feelings that you said you wanted to have in your lifestyle, because you're making this happen, right? So that's also the thing. Why are you doing any of this? Why put yourself through all that trouble? Because, you know, you go through this and you might find out that in order to have an incredible life that you've been dreaming about, maybe you don't need 500,000. Maybe you do need 200,000. And so that allows you the space to realize, okay, I don't have to put myself into such stress. I don't have to work such long hours. All I need is this number of clients every, you know, X months, whatever. And then I hit my goal and I have everything that I want. And then, you know, who knows? That doesn't have to be forever. Later on, that'll change, because, you know, you keep on doing this stuff, you find out, okay, well, now I want to find, I want to feel these things every day. I want to experience this every day, and you can change it. And it's a fluid, flexible, adaptable thing, just like you. And so it's also okay to look at the lifestyle you've been building, realize you're not in alignment with it anymore. Maybe you never were, and change it. Make it something that is in alignment with you. Figure out how many clients you need in order to make that happen. And go for it. It's your life. It's your lifestyle. That's why all this, you know, discussion about like, hey, what is right for you? What works for you? Never mind anybody else. Who cares about what they make, how many clients they see, what car they drive, what home they're in? Maybe you don't need that. Like, I don't really need a big home. I don't. I love my apartment right now. I'm obsessed with it. And it's not a super massive mansion. And honestly, I don't know what I would do with a super massive mansion. So I don't need that shit. So I get to not have to pay for it. I don't have to raise the money for it. Amazing, right? So figure that out for yourself too, and see, you know, what is it that you really want? And how many of those things are tangible? Like, you need to buy them, or you need to get them, or make them, or build them. And how many of them are things that you just want to feel, the things that you can bring into your life today? The intangibles, the things that, in my opinion, life is really about, that you can't buy, even if you have all the money in the world.
So I feel like the task for today's episode, Dan, if you don't mind, I think I'm going to
go for it.
Two things is, A, get really clear on that lifestyle, right? Like, how do you actually want to experience your life, right? What do you actually want your day-to-day to look like? And then B is to take yourself through this formula. So I'm going to give it to you guys a little slowly here. Your annual revenue goal, what is that, right? Like, what is the amount of money that you want to generate per year? And when you do your lifestyle goals, you should have some clarity on this. But based off of the lifestyle that you want to have, how much money do you actually need to be able to experience that? And what is the intention there? When you know that number, if you already have a business, this is more so who I'm speaking to, the next question is getting clear on, like, okay, with my current business model, with my current pricing, right, how many clients can I actually work with per year? how many people can I comfortably work with at a time? And how, what does that look like as far as the amount of clients that I can actually work with for a year? So if you run a 3-month long program, you run a program 4 times a year, that's 4 times whatever the number of clients per round is, right? If you do one-on-one coaching, how many clients do you want to work with at a time? How long is your one-on-one container? How many times a year can you take on those clients? So just get clear on like, on an annual basis, how many clients total can you work with? And then based off of that, divide your annual revenue by the number of clients. And that's going to give you insight on like, okay, based off of your client capacity and your lifestyle goals, this is what the pricing of your program needs to be or your offer needs to be. If you want to work backwards and you want to work the other way and you have a program price already set up, then you get to work and just basically divide your current program price. Let's say it's like a $5,000 program. You divide the annual revenue goal by the price of your program, and that'll give you what your client capacity is, meaning the number of clients that you have to have per year at that price point to be able to hit that revenue goal. So that's kind of the formula there for you guys to really decipher like, okay, this is what this looks like. If any part of that isn't in alignment with like actually hitting that number and the lifestyle you want to have, that just means we have some adjustments to do in your business, which is really exciting. So it's not a bad thing. Don't freak out. It's just giving that clarity of like, okay, are you and what you're currently doing in alignment and in conjunction with the bigger vision so that you're not going to continue spinning your wheels wondering why you're not getting to where you want to go or why it's not working or what's taking so long. It's actually really, really simple when we put pen to paper and get the numbers on it. So that being said, if you have questions, just reach out on Instagram. That's where I spend the most time at @IamSophieKestner. And if you enjoyed this episode, let us know, share with us. And if you've got numbers you want to share, send them my way. Happy to give you some feedback on that. If anything isn't making sense for you right now and the model that you have isn't working, we've got a ton of resources for you guys as well. So Dan, anything else you want to add in?
Yeah, if you got a lot out of this episode or if you've been getting a lot out of this podcast, show us some love. Hop on iTunes, give us those 5 stars, leave us a review, or you can just take a screenshot as you're listening to this, pop it up on an Insta story and tag us so that we can see that you're really enjoying this. It'll also help us spread these. You know, we don't really have, you know, ads or anything else on this stuff, right? We're doing this really just to share this information and to help as many people as possible. And we would love a little bit of help spreading that.
So that being said, we will see you guys on the next episode.
Lots of love, guys.